stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from open road to destination spotlight, folks, as Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us on this November 18th, we're about to take you out to Phoenix for today's destination spotlight. It was nearly 5 years ago that we last checked in on this city located in our 48th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1912. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, and well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you're going to put it through when you travel. And right now, just in time for Thanksgiving, you're going to save 25% off all their products during their big friends and family sale.
Oh, that's a good save. 25% off, folks. Mary and I, we travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy uses the Max Light series. You know, we say all the time, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. You will do none better than Travel Pro, I assure you. Check out TravelPro.com to save 25% off every type of luggage, bag, or accessory. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to Phoenix we go via the show hotline to connect with their CEO, Ron Price.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you with us this morning. So listen, Thanksgiving is coming up this week. It begins the holiday season in earnest, if you will. It also begins the time of year when folks in the colder areas of the country, they start thinking, hey, where can I go to find some warmth? So you have around 25 years of experience in the tourism industry. I know you've worked in places like San Antonio and Arlington, Texas, where this show is also being heard right now, besides Phoenix. So I'd love for you to share, you know, in addition to your role as CEO of Visit Phoenix, clearly you know the Southwest as far as tourism goes. What do you say is different about Phoenix that makes it so welcoming and has you excited about the area?
Well, I got to tell you what, to your point is, you know, having been in the Southwest for a long time and having the opportunity to travel out, Phoenix and the whole valley is just a special place. The Sonoran Desert, there's nothing like it. And until you've really been here and experienced it, you don't really know what that means. And you look at that beautiful backdrop of the desert, that desert landscape is a great home for all these beautiful resorts and golf courses. The weather in the desert, especially this time of year, we call it paradise. And there's a lot of reason why people are flocking to the area. It's just because of the beautiful scenery and the wonderful climate that we have. So very excited to be a part of this community. The family and I have been adopted by the community really quickly. Mm. And I got to tell you what, of all the places I've lived, this is one place that we put at the top of our list.
Yeah, Robert and I love Phoenix, and good for you for landing that role, because it really is. It's one of our favorite areas in the country. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the growth. Something I think our show fans tuned in across the U.S. are going to find interesting, Ron, is that Phoenix ranks in the top five of cities around the world with the most hotel projects going on. Earlier this hour, we spoke with IHG Hotels and Resorts CEO of the Americas, Jolene Boulay, and you're a former Marriott executive, so you understand what that means for the city. So talk about what it means and what you think's driving it.
Absolutely. You know, so Phoenix, a lot of people don't know this, we're the fifth largest city in the U.S., and we're one of the fastest growing still. And we look around, I mean, tourism has always been a major financial impact if you look at the economic impact of a destination or a state, and tourism's always been at the top of that list. But what's happened over the last decade or so is the diversification of the city leaders, of what they've really focused on to bring to the city. You're seeing a lot of manufacturing, you're seeing a lot of corporate headquarters moving in. The excitement around that obviously has created a lot of momentum. And with that, and to your point, being an old hotel executive on the development side, when you see that type of demand raise, you see a lot of hoteliers starting to, you know, circle in on those destinations, and Phoenix is one of those. And the point you're making, thus being in the top five, and that's top five in the world, by the way. You know, that's something that I got to tell you before coming out here, I would have never guessed that. But the types of hotels that are looking to open up in the near future, a lot of these, we have more luxury hotels in the pipeline than ever before. So if you're looking for a place to get away, experience something so unique and something that...
There's no question. All right. So yeah. I want to talk about sports in the area as well, because although the Rangers did beat your Diamondbacks in the World Series last month, which I guess you might have had a hand in both because you were in both markets. But, you know, back in February, right, it was the Super Bowl was there, held again
That's
in the
right.
area when the Chiefs beat the Eagles. So, you know, I know you've got two NASCAR weekends on the docket right now coming up in 2024. You mentioned golf. Certainly the Phoenix Open, everybody knows that's going to go on in February. You've got the Cardinals, the Suns, the Coyotes. So sports is covered there. How big an impact do sports have on travel to the greater Phoenix area? And I'd love to know, what did the Super Bowl do to your market in terms of bringing new travelers there?
No, great question. I mean, sports is huge for us. And I say that just not for us, for any destination that can host these type of events. Major events, mega events like the Super Bowl and such are phenomenal. The economic impact we got back from the Super Bowl this year is about $1.3 billion. And so that's billion with a B. I've been told when you say billion, say it slow and make sure you emphasize that B. That's huge. And so for us, we don't take the sports lightly. We go after them. In fact, we're going to be hosting the men's Final Four here in a few months. So that's the next big event. We have Waste Management Open around the corner. So for us, it's huge to our economy. It's huge to bring people in. Visitors from all over the world travel in for these type of events. So it really puts us on the world stage.
Well, absolutely. And then before we know it, spring training baseball is going to be there. That brings so many people in there. And before we know all of that, Christmas will be here. So that's another great place to spend in the Phoenix area. Ron, it goes by quickly on the show. We really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels, connect with everybody out there at visitphoenix.com, visitphoenix.com. Have a great rest of the weekend, Ron.
Absolutely. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, you as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Phoenix, Arizona. It's a place we got to get back to.
Fabulous.
I know we've got all of the listeners out there with our stations.
Big foodie town now. Fabulous.
It definitely is. So, all right. That's how we're going to wrap hour one of the show. Hour two will start in just a few minutes with the National Communal Forum. Also ahead, we're going to be getting the official Greenbrier Resort Thanksgiving turkey recipe from their executive chef as part of our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment. So stick around. There's so much more coming your way. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.